Exploration and infill drilling results have hit the wire this morning from a handful of junior precious metal companies. We'll share with you some of those results this morning here on Mining Stock Daily. Hey, welcome to Mining Stock Daily. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd. I hope everybody had a nice long holiday weekend in both the States and in Canada. Let's get started. With markets closed in the U.S. for the Labor Day holiday on Monday, the price of gold jumped to $9 from Friday's close, while the price of silver jumped 20 cents from Friday's close. The Mining Stock Journal noted that the gold-silver ratio crashed below its 200-day moving average last week and continued to move lower on Monday with the U.S. closed. The newsletter also commented that there should be an interesting tug-of-war on gold and silver that develops between the Western Bullion Bank price management efforts using derivatives and the onset of India's biggest seasonal period of the year for gold and silver buying. Today's briefing is brought to you by Integra Resources. Integra trades on the TSX Venture under ITR and on the OTCQX under the symbol IRRZF. Integra Resources is advancing the past-producing Delamar gold-silver project in southwest Idaho through aggressive drilling and exploration. The latest resource estimate released earlier this summer showed approximately 4 million gold-equivalent ounces in the measured and indicated category. A maiden PEA is expected this quarter. The management of Integra successfully sold its previous brownfields project for $590 million Canadian in the summer of 2017. Read more about the company and its successful management team at IntegraResources.com. Here's what you need to know today out of the junior resource sector. Osisko Mining provided new results from infill drilling at the Osborne Bell Gold Deposits in Quebec. The 50,000-meter program focused on infill drilling at the Osborne Bell Deposit as part of the overall Windfall Definition drilling program. Today's results included 114 grams per ton gold over 2.8 meters and 51.5 grams per ton gold over 2.8 meters. Osborne Bell remains open at depth with good potential for further expansion, and additional exploration drilling is being planned for next year. You can read the full list of results from the 47 drill holes in today's press release. Osisko Mining trades on the TSX with OSK and on the OTC markets with OBNNF. Marathon Gold announced results from the start of the infill drilling campaign at the Marathon deposit, which is part of the overall Valentine Gold project there in Newfoundland. The latest drilling is part of a series of planned infill and exploration drill holes designed to expand the estimate of mineral resources at the Marathon deposit over more than 1,500 meters strike length of the deposit's main zone corridor. A few highlights released this morning included results of 3.87 grams per ton gold over 11 meters and 1.44 grams per ton gold over 62 meters. Marathon Gold says these drill results continue to successfully demonstrate the continuity of gold mineralization both along and across strike of the main zone, as well as from surface to the base of the currently planned open pit, where mineralization remains open to depth. Three drill rigs are currently operating at the Marathon deposit, where a more than 20,000-meter infill and step-out drilling program will be completed this month. Thereafter, two drill rigs will move to complete a planned 7,000-meter exploration drilling campaign at the Sprite Zone. Marathon Gold trades on the TSX with the symbol MOZ and on the OTC markets with MGDPF. Victoria Gold shared exploration drill results this morning from its Raven target within the Nugget Zone within their Eagle Gold Mine project in Yukon. Gold intersections included 2.05 grams per ton gold over 14.8 meters and 4.48 grams per ton gold over 5.9 meters. The goal of the 2019 Raven drill program was to follow up on the high-grade on-surface gold mineralization discovered in late last year by surface trenches and limited diamond drilling. Victoria Gold trades on the Toronto Venture Exchange with VIT and on the OTC markets with VITFF. Osino Resources says it has intersected a high-grade gold zone in the fourth hole of the seven-hole diamond drill program at its Twin Hills Gold Project located in the Karibab Gold District in Namibia. This news follows the announcement of the Twin Hills Central discovery last week. The fourth diamond drill hole included 1.37 grams per ton gold over 65 meters. The company is still awaiting assays from three diamond holes at Twin Hills Central, as well as the assay results from the deepening of holes 1 and 2, which ended in mineralization. Osino is currently planning the next phase of drilling to start as soon as possible, focusing on infill and step-out drilling at Twin Hills Central, as well as fence lines over other identified prospects within the 11-kilometer Twin Hills Gold System. Revival Gold shared a second batch of drill results from its summer 2019 core drilling program at the former producing Bear Track Gold Project and the adjacent Arnett Gold Project located in Lemhi County, Idaho. The company says all seven holes intersected near-surface oxide mineralization along the southern flank of the gold system, first drilled by Revival late last year. Highlights from the results included 0.99 grams per ton gold over 60.5 meters and 0.88 grams per ton gold over 66.3 meters. All planned drill holes in the current program at both Bear Track and Arnett are now complete. A total of approximately 5,100 meters were drilled in 25 holes on budget and ahead of schedule. Revival Gold trades on the TSX Venture with RVG and on the OTCQB market with RVLGF. Banyan Gold said it has made a new discovery on the Oryx McQuesten Gold property in Yukon. The first four holes of the 8-hole 2-trench program across the Oryx McQuesten property targeted the power line zone, an under-drilled area 1 kilometer south of the main McQuesten Gold zone. Highlights from the power line discovery included 2.89 grams per ton gold over 4.6 meters and 1.42 grams per ton gold over 4.6 meters. Banyan says the results from the four power line drill holes demonstrate the geological model developed by Banyan can be used to identify new targets that have the potential to host near-surface gold mineralization with economic potential. Banyan trades on the TSX Venture with the symbol BYN. Mineral Mountain Resources raised $2.25 million U.S. via a non-brokered private placement of 20 million units at a price of 11 cents per unit. The warrant can be exercised at approximately 18 cents U.S. The proceeds will be used to fund a 4,000-meter Phase 2 drill program. The company shares trade under MNRLF in the U.S. and MMV on the TSX Venture Exchange. The Mining Stock Journal said that if the company can make a significant discovery with the drill program, the stock should double very quickly. If not, the stock will likely trade below 5 cents immediately. It's a high-risk, high-return proposition. Probe Metals released an updated resource estimate for its Val-d'Or East project. The estimate included resources from the company's 100% owned Pascalis, Corvan, and La Posca properties, as well as its own two option properties, Monique and Cadillac Break East. Today's resource estimate puts the total resource numbers at just over 866,000 measured and indicated ounces and shy of 2.3 million inferred ounces at the Val-d'Or East project. With the discovery of a new parallel gold trend, the Corvan trend, the mineral resources have shown improvement over the previous resource estimate from last year and remain open in all directions for future expansion. Probe Metals trades on the Toronto Venture Exchange with PRB and on the OTC markets with PROBF. And that concludes today's briefing. At this time, I'd like to welcome you to visit the new website for the briefing at miningstockdaily.com. We've been working on this for some time now. There you can find the new home of Mining Stock Daily, along with transcripts of our shows and exclusive interviews. Archiving past shows are now in the works and will be incorporated into the site as they become available. So with that, I am going to sign off. Mining Stock Daily is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. That's it for me today. Have a wonderful day. We'll be back again tomorrow. Be well. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.